The constitutional amendment that passed included a list of conditions that can be legally treated with marijuana, but medical professionals say there are many questions going forward, including whether it'll be beneficial for a given patient and how much is safe to prescribe.
And that's one of the problems that we had with the passage of the amendment that would legalize medical marijuana, is that there's a big dosage problem with it.
That's Jeff Howell, the Director of Government Relations for the Missouri State Medical Association. He says doctors can't dose marijuana like other prescription drugs. He also said it may be difficult for doctors who have no prior knowledge on prescribing marijuana.
Physicians don't have training in recommending medical marijuana, and there's been no significant studies done because the DEA classifies it as a Schedule 1 controlled substance. And when you're on a Schedule 1 controlled substance, you can't undergo a peer-reviewed clinical testing. So there's not a lot of knowledge out there.
The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services is the agency tasked with implementing and regulating the new law. Howell says he thinks this will include dosage rules and requirements. Local hospitals are looking over their procedures, too. Cox Health spokeswoman Caitlin McConnell said in an email that Cox Health will begin developing protocols to account for the changes, and that it will be up to the physicians to weigh the pros and cons before writing a prescription. And Sonia Coleman, a spokeswoman for Mercy Hospital in Springfield, said it would be premature to make a statement on the matter at this time. For KSMU News, I'm Megan Burke.